This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Kalisha Bennett from Developing Diamonds coming to you on behalf of Academy Alive. I would hope that inshallah, both you and I don't have envy towards others, nor do we want to be on the receiving end of envy. Envy is one of those yucky, nasty qualities, traits, and habits that does creep into our hearts sometimes, but it's something that we should always want to prevent ourselves from having and to always purify ourselves from having that quality and trait. But subhanAllah, in the Islamic stance, we are allowed to have envy in two situations towards two types of people. Did you know that? So you're allowed to have envy towards, or potentially you could be on the receiving side of envy if you are one of these two people, one of them being the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth, they're wealthy, and they spend it righteously. And then there's the case of the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with wisdom, and they act upon that wisdom, and then they teach and benefit others with that wisdom. So subhanAllah, one of these people, of course, is the charitable one who gives so generously, and you think, I wish I could be like that person. I wish that was me who was able to give that money and not that person. Like, that's the situation where you're allowed to carry some envy. And also the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with knowledge, they live by it, they implement it, and they also share it and pass it on to others. That is the second person that we are allowed to envy. Other than that, we should not have envy towards anyone, and we shouldn't be jealous of anyone, and we should really understand that every blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to others is deservedly theirs, and we should say Alhamdulillah, Tabarakallah, make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them with more, just as whatever you've been blessed with is what was decreed and set for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But looking at these two situations, the person who is wealthy and is wonderfully generous, and the person who has been blessed with wisdom, knowledge, they act upon it and they teach it to others. So looking at this situation, these are the people that we should look up to in our communities, that we should want to be like in our communities. Not the person with the huge mansion and the jet boat and the fancy cars and all, you know, riches and jewelry and 5-star, 10-star holidays. These aren't the people that we should look towards and wish that we could be like them and have like them. Rather, we should look towards those who are wealthy and amazingly generous, and we should look towards those who have knowledge, they live by it, and they share it with others. These should be the types of people that we want to be like, that we wish we could be like, not the fancy glitz and glamour, false exterior types of examples that we might see commonly these days on social media, for example. So let's think about and reflect and have admiration for those who have knowledge and act upon it and teach it to others, and say, you know what, I want to be a person who has knowledge, acts upon it, and teaches it to others. I want to be one of the, you know, the types of people that it's permitted to envy, because it shows that there is great goodness to be able to be that type of person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are wealthy and we give it for His sake, and make us of those who have knowledge and wisdom, act upon it, and share it with others. Ameen.